I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the All by the Popcorn podcast. I'm Alessandra.
And I'm Emily.
Today we're watching another Downton. We're almost done with this season. So I think some crazy shit's going to happen in this episode.
Oh, shit. What happened last episode?
Edith tried to get an abortion.
Yes, yes, yes.
But okay. Bowed out. And then Mary and that hot guy got all messy with the pigs.
That's right.
Robert is in America right now.
Yes, because of something with Cora's brother.
Yeah. And then Mr. Gilliam has come.
Yes, and that asshole came back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 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 Oh, God. Okay.
Okay. You're ready to play.
And then, oh, yeah. And then Rose has been hanging out with, what's his name? Jack. Jack Ross. Jack Ross?
Yes. Right? Jack. Is that his name? In London. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
I'm really excited. I just forget that we watch them now, and it's just kind of like I'm not used to it still. I'm like, oh, right. I don't even know what's going to happen.
I know. I have no clue what's going to happen now.
Oh, here we go. Oh, and Maggie Smith was sick. And
Violet almost died.
Violet. Well, she's okay now. Okay.
We're up fields with Thomas and Mary and Edith.
Right for the down.
Tom. And Drew knows
the
we're
Thomas.
Yes.
Tom.
I sent the note yesterday.
Oh, they're so cute.
Where are the pigs recovered, do you think?
There's a lot of pigs. Little pigs, big pigs.
They look in good shape to me after the shock of their arrival.
But why didn't he check to see they'd all had water before he left for the night?
Maybe he filled the trough and thought it was enough. It wasn't to know they'd kick it over.
Mm. Mr. Branson is right. He should have made sure. You would have done.
So this is the guy, Tim Drew, who was the son of the other guy who died, who used to live on Downton. And then Robert gave him a chance, right?
Yeah, was this the guy who was like, you should give me a chance now?
Yeah.
Because they're just going to sell the land or something. They're going to do something with it.
But yes.
And the guy like convinced him to let him
stay.
Take over
yeah.
and pay his debts basically. Cause I think that the dad was like in debt,
mm-hmm.
Or something like that.
I would describe this working individual as a ruggedly handsome farmer for sure.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Okay. Here we go.
He's got a cute little chin.
Oh, where did you learn about pigs?
We've always had pigs at Yew Tree, my lady.
Edith seems okay.
Not many. But enough to learn the ways.
Thank heavens you did.
Okay.
So have you found a man to take over?
Oh, not yet.
What?
Take over the pigs. Okay, so I guess he's not going
to
be...
We'd like to know if you'd want a job.
Oh, okay. Me? Well, that solved that problem.
You mean I'm to manage the pigs for the estate as well as me farm?
Uh-huh.
He's asking a lot.
Oh.
I can do it.
I mean, you get
if
more
sure.
money.
Let's give it a try.
You
see
pay
how
me.
We get on.
Oh.
I'm very grateful, my lady.
Yeah, they would pay him for sure.
This is the second good turn I've received from your family. And I just hope I can pay you back a favor one day.
How nice of you. I don't know if it's much of a favor. We're giving you a lot of work.
Works like old age, my lady. The worst thing in the world, except for the alternative.
The fashion that these ladies are given right now for this farm situation. Edith has this green, like, sweater on. With this beautiful little collar. It's a kind of like a square
cute.
Collar.
Cute big collars, yeah.
And then Mary's wearing like a rosy...
Like a cowl neck. Like a cowl neck, cream blush pink like sweater as well.
Oh my God, Emily. I can hear the radio again. Why does this happen? Okay, let's see if I can sort this out while we're on air here.
Why are you tuning into the radio, dude?
I don't know, but okay, whatever. I think it's better. It's literally probably because it's like made of metal and they can just pick up any kind of, you know, frequency. It's high powered enough, I think, to be able to do that. This Zoom recorder that I have, so mm-hmm. It's just funny that happens. Okay, mm-hmm. Here we go. Okay, Violet, who was reading but woke up.
I always feel
Isabel's coming to visit.
Betrays such a lack of self worth.
I love this blue robe that Violet's wearing.
Please stop talking to me as if I were a child past hope.
Oh, very well. How are you feeling?
Like Dr. Manette. If I don't get out of this house soon, I shall remember nothing but my number.
Then why don't we walk to the Abbey this afternoon, if it's fine? Hear how Robert's getting on in America.
Yeah.
Is it really called the Teapot Dome Scandal? Seems so unlikely.
It's a fun name.
What's it about?
What is it always about? Bribery and corruption. Taking money to allow private companies to drill for oil on government land.
Mm. And Mr. Levinson has one of these companies.
I assume so.
Have you ever met him?
Once, at the wedding. And once was quite enough.
That was quite a long time ago. I'll
tell you how thrilling that sounds.
I guess that's right.
Are we gonna meet him?
Cora's brother, maybe.
Such a lovely day.
Okay, Rose.
Who is that?
Was on the phone.
No one, just a friend.
Was on the phone with Jack.
You're gonna have to pull your weight with a bazaar. It seems to have crept up on me.
Does Cousin Robert usually do it?
He does. Trouble is, half the village hates the other half, and he's the only one who can stop them tearing each other's throats out.
Is Rose the new Robert? What is going on?
What bizarre.
Is she back on the phone?
We got Mosley walking around downstairs.
Baxter
the new lady. What's her name?
Baxter.
Sorry about that. It's a real skill.
Mr. Mosley, is it true that you were a valet for the late Mr. Crawley?
And butler really? To his
Rub
mother before that. I've come down in
that's
the world.
Some sirens back there, dude.
You can climb up again.
That's life, you know.
Maybe. But life kicks the stuffing out of you sometimes, doesn't it?
Oh.
Yeah.
I've had my stuffing kicked out more than once. I've woken and wondered if there's any point to it. Yet here I am. Lady's maid to a countess. So, it can happen.
Now you've made me curious.
I'm curious about something, and you could help me. Do you know if Mr. and Mrs. Bates have had a falling out?
Mr. and Mrs. Bates?
Oh, she's doing
that. Doesn't sound very likely.
Can I ask you to put that machine away? We'll be laying for tea in a minute.
Of course.
Okay, Baxter's supposed to find some stuff out.
Is everything ready for the servants' tea?
Yes, Thomas asked her to find out what happened to the Bateses.
Is it just me, or do we have twice the bills we used to? Maybe this is for you.
Oh, who's it for?
Did you build it just as others?
Shells for the kettle.
I've put them in. About time it were full of scale.
Is it from Alfred? Oh. Does anybody talk to anybody? Oh, hey, Ivy's got some news.
What in God's name was that about?
Oh, no.
Don't rise to it. She just wants us to think her life's interesting.
What the fuck, Daisy?
Jesus.
How many times have we said that?
Horrible. Anything too many times.
I'm reading okay, we've got a lot of people in the drawing room right now. Pretty much everybody's there.
Carson, Edith, Violet.
So many
people.
So many people, okay.
Of county politics. They're looking for candidates for the local council. Why don't you put yourself forward?
But what are my
it's
politics
really pushing
these days?
This politics thing on,
I'm not
on
sure.
Tom.
You could always read a bit about it.
You won't find many books on the liberal ideals in this room. Nothing at all about socialism.
Do you really think that anybody in this town would, like, vote for an Irishman to be their PM or whatever?
Probably not.
Serious about driving me to Thurs tomorrow. Perhaps we might find some then.
Oh, okay, he's going to drive her to Thirsk. It's the
Are
new couple.
Out,
They're
Granny?
Fun.
If you'd been to see me, you'd know.
Don't bully me.
Oh, my God.
I'm not up to it.
She's not showing yet.
Rosamond told me.
A little concerning.
Oh, when?
Rosamond told
you what?
About what?
What did she say?
Only that you needed a little cherishing, that's all.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus. Oh.
Mr. Drew has accepted your offer?
I mean, I'm she so wouldn't pleased. Have been so nonchalant about it.
The Drews have been at Yew Tree Farm for many years.
Thank God. About the baby?
I know, like, my God, like, her tone of voice, like, you could probably tell that, like, Violet didn't know anything about this.
Okay. Yeah, and Violet's so smart. Like, Violet would have known that something was...
Yeah, okay.
So?
So Mr. Drew has accepted your offer?
I'm so pleased. The Drews have been at Yew Tree Farm for many years.
I suppose you think that's sentimental bosh, Mr. Blake.
Don't be too hard on him, Granny. Mr. Blake has a softer side than we first gave him credit for.
After the roll around in the mud.
Before we leave for London.
I hope I'm forgiven too. I know you thought me very snobbish when you first arrived.
I don't blame you. Given my most work, I came as an envoy of the enemy.
It's your accent, man.
Are we too early? Oh. Bring them in, Nanny.
Babies in the drawing room, in the library.
But he isn't here to complain. Oh,
they are screaming. Come over,
darling, while Mummy puts away her cup.
Oh, here, let me.
Oh, Blake's taken the baby to calm him down. George.
He's turning into quite a bruiser.
Stay and have some dinner, Mama. You needn't change.
And Violet's like anti-child so much.
You should change, and I should get...
You know who he's only comforted by is the nanny
when you
who
go
takes
down,
care of
can
him
you give
every
a
day,
message
all
to
the
Mrs.
Time.
Hughes?
Yeah, basically.
Lord Gillingham telephoned today. He wants to break his journey home.
Oh, boy.
Tomorrow night.
He'll be here again.
You're right. I shouldn't encourage him. But I couldn't think what to say to persuade him not to.
Oh, boy.
Do you think me very feeble?
It's not that, my lady.
Then what is it?
Oh, boy. Is the truth going to come out?
Anna. Anna, tell her.
Anna, tell her.
It's nothing to bother you with.
But
please,
it is,
bother
though.
Me.
It is. Extremely important.
If I did, you'd have to promise to do nothing about it.
What in God's green earth?
Lord Gillingham?
Would that ever happen? When would that ever happen?
It doesn't, milady.
She has to do
it's
something.
It's nothing to do with Lord Gillingham himself.
But then...
It's his man, milady, his servant. Mr. Green.
Oh, my...
Who travels with him.
God. Well, good for you, Anna, for telling her.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she figured it out. Okay.
But the police ought to...
No.
I must tell Lord Gillingham.
No, my lady, you promised.
No,
Mr. Bates doesn't know
dumb.
It was him. But the more he comes here, the more likely it is that Mr. Bates will find out.
Oh,
then
my God.
I'll telephone him and tell him not to come. Or not to bring Green.
I'm frightened every time Mr. Green and Mr. Bates are in the same room.
It's a web of lies.
You think if he guesses, he'll do something?
Oh, God.
And if he does, they'll hang him. I'll lock him up and throw away the key.
Jimmy,
okay.
The savers can go in.
Let's back just, in the kitchen.
Let's just, like, decompress about that shit right now.
Okay. Okay.
I'm so glad Mary Anna knows. Told somebody. I'm glad she told somebody like Mary, you know, who can actually do something about it. But it is concerning.
Well, and not to mention, Mrs. Hughes, approached Mr. Green and was like, I know what you fucking did. And I'm not going to say anything. But I fucking hate you. Like, that's basically what she said.
Well, then he told, but she also told Mr. Green that nobody else knows that it's him. So he has that ability now to hold that over, because that's information he could use against them. Right.
Yeah.
Because she's dumb.
Because she is dumb.
She gave him some ammo, really. Okay. Okay, back basically, in the kitchen. Yeah. Jimmy is now... There, we still don't know what's going on with Ivy.
And Daisy will bring up the sauce.
Yes. She doesn't look good. She doesn't
and
look great.
And now, perhaps you can explain why you have apparently been under hypnosis since dinner began.
I don't know what you mean.
Yes, you do. Mooning about like a sloth underwater.
A sloth?
Well?
A sloth.
You know, I had a letter earlier. It was from Alfred. Oh. It seems his father died and Alfred's coming to Yorkshire for the funeral.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's not all.
He's gonna ask
he
me.
He says
to
he wants to marry me.
Yeah.
What?
Just I need a fucking letter.
Him when he was last here, made him hope that things had changed between us.
No.
Well, you were very friendly.
Oh, that's not God. All. He wants me to leave Downton and go up to London. Says he can find me a job.
No.
Blimey.
No.
He puts a lot in a letter, does Alfred?
Preserving the savouries.
She read that so fast.
Well,
like,
put the water on.
That's a lot of content to just read in 2 seconds, it seemed like. I knew that's exactly what was going
to
be the letter.
And to put in a letter and not tell it in person.
It's enough for one day, surely.
Okay, Anna has gone home. Or no, gone to the leather.
Go back to the cottage.
You know what? You know what this room is? The boot room. Exactly. This room has been featured very prominently this season. And not only bad things happen in the fucking boot room. Okay? We've only had very serious conversations in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are going to bed.
What were you saying to Mrs. Hughes?
Just that Lord Gillingham's asked himself for the night again.
He can't stay away.
Mm. Yes. It's a bit of a tangle.
Do you think she's sweet on him?
They're sweet on each other. But it's not as simple as that, is it?
I guess he's not married yet.
Then there's Mr. Blake.
I thought she didn't like him.
Well, she does.
She didn't.
She does now.
At first.
This sounds like anybody could
anyway,
be hearing
this. They can sort it out between them.
This whole conversation where
and
they
Mr.
should
Green.
Be talking this at their own house where nobody else can hear them.
He'll be coming back. Have you gone off him?
Why do you say that?
Gone off.
You liked him so much when he first came.
Oh.
You thought he was funny.
Did I? I can't remember.
Well, you didn't have to be that obvious about it, Anna.
So, well, you're pleased with Mr. Drew?
I am.
Breakfast Club.
I'm very pleased with the pigs, too. They're a grand addition.
Breakfast Club.
Guess who's in the Breakfast Club now, because Robert's not there. We got Blake, Napier, Edith, Tom, and Rose. Breakfast Club.
Oh, and
when they've
Rose.
Settled in, you would consider Derry. It's another job for the splendid Mr. Drew.
I think he is rather splendid. He seems to want to make farming at Downton his life's work.
That's very lyrical.
Lady Rosamond Painswick is on the telephone, my lady.
Oh, boy. She really gotta tell everybody that she's pregnant.
Edith, don't stand up like that.
This is
an issue.
Do you
have anything planned for today?
Some shopping, that's all.
Holds her back while she stands up. I'm clearly
she's like
not
her
pregnant.
Hand on her belly, and she was
don't
like,
want to marry Alfred.
Then there's no more to be said.
Okay, you Ivy does not date. Want to marry Alfred.
I won't care to tie myself down yet. How do I know what life has in store?
You're a very optimistic generation, I'll say that.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
I wish you'd say, because it's clear as day you're up to something.
Oh, boy, just
none of us
tell her.
Past coming back.
Just yes. Fuck off.
We must tell her before then.
Okay.
Oh.
In fact, I've had an idea.
Rosamond?
Okay. What idea? Oh, my God. Yeah, they have to
well,
tell Cora
if you're sure,
the
then why not? We've already got friends and
okay,
Mary's
Rosamond's
going
to come up, which is good.
Ring with the
support.
Train time.
Yeah, okay. That's the best option,
who's
honestly.
That? Aunt Rosamond. She's coming to see how Granny is.
Oh, good excuse.
Why are you down so early?
I've got to check some figures with Tom before he goes into Thirsk.
Quite the businesswoman.
We must rise to life's challenges.
Yes.
That's right, Edith. I
suppose we must.
Indeed
God.
We must, Mary.
Family
indeed
is going to be
indeed.
Let's meet in the bookshop in 10 minutes. I've got some letters to post.
I'll see you there.
Okay, so we're in Thirsk now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tom has driven Isabel. Tom sees something and in the window of a shop.
He sees a puppy in the window.
Looks nope. Like
good day.
Some pastries.
Pastry shop?
Candy shop.
He's
it. Oh, it's Rose. She's meeting Jack
he's
for tea.
Rose.
Oh, well, Tom, of course, is kind of the right person to see this, but it's very cute that they're allowed to go to tea together. I kind of love
that.
Oh my God, she touched his face. Oh no.
You mustn't be so self-conscious.
Why?
A black singer with the daughter of a marquis in a North Yorkshire town? Why should we attract any attention?
Well, that's their problem.
Everybody
it doesn't have to be
it.
Us.
Rose
is so, like,
so
not...
Selfish.
She's not self-aware.
The journey.
Me too. But...
But what?
I hope we're brave enough for this.
Of course we are. Isn't it time people knew that there are bigger and better values than the mean-spirited ones they live by?
100%.
I'm glad to know you're out for the day.
I'll telephone, but it won't matter as long as I'm back for dinner.
She's so optimistic.
Are you playing tonight?
I wouldn't be here if I were. So I can stay for as long as you want.
Oh, this guy keeps looking. This guy behind them. Oh, he gets
6 o'clock. We'll do.
I mean, there's just a. Yeah, like, this is a segregated time. Even though there's. I guess there's.
I was thinking about a couple of people who are in a situation which is going to cause trouble.
Will it make them unhappy?
It's hard to say. It'll make some people unhappy.
I thought I might make some coffee. Would you like a cup?
Wait, oh, did Jesus. Did Tom just tell Isabel?
Yeah.
Did Tom just tell Isabel what he saw?
I'm going back. I'm sorry. Okay.
You're not very talkative. What's the matter?
Oh. I was thinking about a couple of people who are in a situation which is going to cause trouble.
Okay.
Will it make them unhappy?
Nothing specific.
It's hard to say. It'll make some people unhappy.
I thought I might make some coffee. Would you like a cup?
Okay, now we're with Baxter and Mosley. And some,
again.
I guess Baxter trying to get Mosley to do her dirty work for him. Like, not prying, but making Mosley do it because he's awkward anyway. Right?
And Mosley has no friends, so he'll talk to anyone.
I mean, that's exactly right. Exactly.
She's using him.
No, thank you.
It's just coffee. You won't have to surrender any of your independence.
I'm asking her out.
I think so.
You win.
Lucky, he has a crush on her. Well, he's asking her for coffee.
Miss Baxter, I do know what it's like to feel fragile.
Oh, okay.
I felt fragile my whole life.
I can't even. Yeah, whatever, Mosley.
You'll have realized by now that down here we don't much care for Mr. Barrow.
Which may
offend you.
Okay.
I'm not offended.
But I wish you'd give us credit for making up our own minds about you.
Okay.
Wow, Mosley, that was like the most mature thing I've ever heard him say since the show started.
That was really good, actually. I don't hate you right now.
This is Miss
Bunting. Sarah.
Bunting.
Oh, it's the lady from the.
I met Miss Bunting at the political meeting you sent me to.
Exactly.
In Ripon.
Ah, so that was the reason.
Why do you say that?
He wasn't exactly enthralled to the cause of the Liberals, though I'm not now convinced by his socialism.
She's very political.
I didn't know then that you were the land agent and son-in-law of our local milord.
I'm surprised I'm so famous.
Won't you defend your principles?
No, not now.
Then I will. Mr. Branson is a keen political thinker.
Oh, my God.
He proves this by not being afraid to question his own beliefs.
Very eloquent. I'd stay to argue, but I'm late.
This lady is very pretty.
Do you live around here?
I work here. At the school. It was nice to see you again.
So convenient that we live so close to each other.
She's very cute. She's got a very cute 1920s hat on, too.
I think she does.
Oh?
Apparently, he left the Dalrymple straight after breakfast. Okay, with Mary.
And Anna.
So I missed him when I telephoned.
Shit.
You did your best.
Oh, she's trying not to
get... I'm so sorry.
Bring the guy here. She was too late.
Come in.
Just say Anna can go home for the night and just go to her house or something. I don't know.
That's a really good point.
I didn't realize.
No, don't change. It's time she learned about the real world.
Yeah, definitely Anna could just be like, I'm not feeling well, and then just like go home and not see anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
Mary should have definitely said that just now. But no.
But, Emily, then there would be no episode. Okay, so we gotta keep going.
But then there'd be no drama.
Okay. Okay, Tom has entered the room.
No tales. You know Granny's coming.
Oh, God. Is she? I didn't realize.
No, don't change. It's time she learned about the real world.
Well, that's a phrase with more than one definition. Can I have
Hannah's
a word?
Left.
Oh, he's going to tell her about Rose.
Mm-hmm. I've seen something, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong about it, but I'd feel uncomfortable if I kept it to myself.
I'm all ears.
This morning in Thirsk, I saw Rose.
Yes. She was shopping.
Yeah.
No.
No. She was not shopping. She was meeting a man. I saw her as she reached up to stroke his cheek.
Oh, golly.
Who is it this time?
It was Jack Ross, the singer with the band who came up for your father's party.
Okay.
Well, that's it. I've told you. Okay, all right, bye.
I mean, good for you, Tom, honestly. I mean, he's a little bit of a teller, but it's like, come on, like, she's got to say something. Okay, Anna is crying.
Anna? Oh, God.
She's told you then.
Don't give me away, Mrs. Hughes, please.
Oh, my God, you're doing it to yourself.
You
have to
go home for the night.
You don't have to do this. My God.
I may have said you were waiting in here.
Go home!
Rosamund has joined Edith in the reading, in the library.
I know. But I thought you'd want to hear. I think I know how I can keep the baby.
Oh, my God. How? Jesus.
I had to have sex with someone else.
There's a tenant farmer whose family's been at Downton for years. I'm sure he can be trusted.
What? This is very reckless.
What?
What?
What? What's happening? Is she going to marry him instead?
What would you suggest?
I'd suggest...
What?
That we go away. That's what I would suggest as well.
On an extended trip to... somewhere.
Yeah, but then come
then
back
the baby
with a
can
baby.
Be adopted by a childless couple in the country, wherever
the baby.
It may be, and they are made very happy.
Oh.
And the baby is happy, and you are, well, if not happy, at least free.
But I wouldn't be part of its growing
yeah,
up.
She wants the baby, you so you're just gonna have to life. Keep this baby now.
Why is my idea so reckless?
Oh my
what
dear,
is your idea?
I think she's gonna marry
suppose
him.
Suppose the farmer talks. Suppose you're seen visiting his home, which I presume is the idea.
Okay.
Suppose the baby looks like you.
I think she's
going to
give
notice.
The baby to the man. Maybe.
I thought she was going to make it seem like she had it with the farmer, but that doesn't make any sense.
No.
That doesn't change anything.
I think she's going to give the baby to him and be like, oh, it's his baby. And then he'll just pretend like
and still be able to
see the baby. Yeah, because it's like he lives on the, you know.
Why would he take a baby?
I don't know, Emily.
It doesn't make any sense either.
I don't.
Okay.
This is a bad situation for Edith.
This is a bad plan. Go with Rosamund's plan, but keep the baby.
Is it Cora?
I have to list somewhere
yes,
that I need for Mrs. Patmore. You
oh
know,
Lord
Gillingham is here.
Yes, we were just chatting. We're coming now.
Desperately trying to take control of the bazaar. Honestly,
just does
about
not notice
cats.
Something is wrong with her
I'll stay and help
daughter.
If you want.
You may
Cora
regret saying
oblivious.
That.
And while I'm here, we can discuss a plan that I'd like to get settled. I've always wanted to speak better French than
okay.
I do.
She's
so
just
I thought
lying.
I'd take a few months off, go to Switzerland. And really learn it.
Just picked a random place that speaks
not
French.
France.
Oh, you know what the French are like. While Switzerland is so clean. Hmm. And they have wonderful hospitals.
French. Okay.
In case
oh.
we get ill.
We?
I wondered if Edith might like to come.
She's just doing
keep
this
company.
Right now.
Okay.
What do you have to say about that?
I'll think about
I'd
it.
I'd like to.
Oh, God.
Goodness.
Okay.
Oh. Well. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Golly, life is full of surprises. But right now I better check to see that the young men are keeping the peace.
Oh, Jesus. There's just so many lies out there, man.
So we won't have to tell her.
I don't think we need to. Do you?
You should just tell her. You're going
to
get married to Michael anyway.
To spend 4 months reading novels.
How is she not showing
why
at all?
The question when the decision
how
has
long
been
has
made?
It been?
Well, she just said 4 months. So she's
what?
Like, she said, can we really afford to spend 4 months in Switzerland? So that leads
so
me to believe
she's five months pregnant right now?
Yes.
She's absolutely not 5 months pregnant.
I mean, I guess some people don't really get that big. You know, it's not really like, it's not the same for everybody, you know, so... But that's not, I mean, they're not wearing very tight-fitting clothes. She's kind of, it's loose, you know, maybe, but, all right.
To join the others.
Oh, boy.
Not that loose.
I know.
Have you been wandering around Scotland since we saw you?
I have. I was on the Spey. I did a tour of the cousinage, then after that, a wedding in Ayrshire. I've enjoyed myself.
Ayrshire!
It gave me time to think for once.
Went there, Emily.
You, what about particularly?
We did.
In Scotland.
Oh.
My life, I suppose.
Everyone should. from time to time.
Oh, I can't agree. In my experience, it's a dangerous occupation.
Dangerous?
Well, no life appears rewarding if you think too much about it.
Oh, Gilliam is so handsome.
I gather you've launched into pigs these days.
Yes.
Launched.
And their arrival was quite the adventure, in which Mr. Blake and Mary were the hero and heroine.
Rose has got a very pretty blue outfit on today.
Is what you wouldn't tell me about when I was last here?
Oh. Only because I didn't want to make too much of it.
Lady Mary was perfectly splendid.
Lady Mary is perfectly splendid.
Oh.
Really, Charles. Are you a pig expert as well?
He was that like night. To say anything thank about heaven.
Her. Rosamund and Edith have some exciting news.
Oh, what's that?
We're going on a sabbatical so that we can really improve our French. The only thing I ever learned from my governess was how to say, please, thank you, and I have a temperature.
Very useful if one were travelling.
Do you remember her, Mama?
Mm.
She was always in tears.
Oh, poor mademoiselle. Her life was full of complications. I think she quite enjoyed it, though.
But why you? You don't want to learn French. Or is this an incognito search for the missing Mr. Gregson?
No, everybody, I'm pregnant.
Oh. It's much more serious than that.
Thank you,
Tom. Just say it. Just say it, please.
If you must know, I fancy getting away for a bit.
Like Lord Gillingham. Thinking his way around the Highlands.
Violet fucking knows. Well,
she knows.
If I'd ever been there.
Well, I've had a belly full of heather, no mistake.
The help, Lord Gillingham, Mr. Green is there.
Mr. Green can think what he likes.
He's being an asshole, as usual. He's looking at Mrs. Hughes.
So you're glad you're on your way to London?
It'll be all I can do to stop singing when I get in the car.
Where do you live when you're there?
No.
His lordship's got a set at Albany.
Is that handy for the West End?
You're joking. Piccadilly one end, Savile Row the other.
Oh, lucky tyke.
I am a lucky tyke.
Do you like London, Miss Baxter?
Not particularly. I lived there at one time, but...
Mosley, hardcore flirting with Baxter.
Do you fancy a taste of Mr. Green's life?
I'm happy where I am, thank you.
That's for sure, man. She has a nice life there.
Rose was badgering me about going up to London.
Oh, gosh. Again. So tense. I'm so tense right now.
I certainly do.
After all, she's
just
some novelty.
Rose wants to go out to London
quite
again.
Right.
She can help with the bazaar. That'll take her mind off things. Trouble is, parenting an adult, especially when it's someone else's daughter, is really a matter of mutual agreement. There's a limit to how much one can simply forbid.
She's really weird without
there
Robert.
She is.
Oh.
Actually, I want a word with her.
Rose.
Rose, darling. Can I drag you into my room for a moment?
Don't suspect anything specific. Like, maybe...
Hannah, could you leave us for a minute?
Of course. The singer. Very pretty blue dress she's
this
got.
Is early for you to go to bed.
So cute.
I had rather
I love Mary's
day.
Dress, too.
So I heard. Well, I heard you had an interesting day.
Mm. Oh?
Whether or not it was tiring, you know better than I.
Oh my God, Mary is like...
Who told you?
My dear, all I want is for you not to lose control of your life.
I love him.
Secrets in this house.
And I won't listen to any imperialist nonsense about racial purity and how he should be horsewhipped for daring to dream.
Don't you know me better than that?
I'm going to marry him, Mary.
Okay,
and I don't care what it costs, and I won't keep it a secret.
This music
not once I've told Mummy.
Threw themselves
I want to see her face crumble when she finds out.
Oh, Rose. God. That was so dramatic.
It was so... I mean, Mary shouldn't have come at it, like, so threateningly.
She really did.
Fear we're driving you away.
Oh, hardly. We were in grave danger of outstay.
But I do want to know, like, she said she wants to marry Jack, but does Jack want to marry her? Like, have they even talked about that?
Rose definitely seems to be, like, really head over heels into this relationship and... You know, Jack seems to like her, has some reservations, but he seems to like her. But yeah, I mean, it's way too soon to be talking about marriage.
I feel like they just really jump into that, but we have not seen from Jack that he's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna just marry you. Like, what? Like, that's a very specific mindset that you have to, like, have.
Yeah. What are his goals? I mean, he's a singer. Doesn't he want to further his career? Like, what are his goals?
He's
like,
an American singer, too.
Like, yeah.
The logistics of that. Okay, anyway.
Hang on, welcome.
I'm Tony Hamilton.
Oh, no. Napier and the hot guy Blake are leaving, which is just sad.
What? That's what Don't I leave.
Okay, well, let's start just reading this.
Okay, we're like in the open lobby.
Oh, hardly. We're in grave danger of outstaying our welcome.
If Tony hadn't offered us a lift home, we'd probably be here forever.
Oh, right,
we'll be back soon.
Tony. Tony!
He's the one who wants to pull Blake away from Mary. He's a competition. Oh my god.
He's getting too close to Mary.
This is so funny.
Get out of here.
With your bizarre.
Fuck you.
Can't you stay and lend me a hand?
Don't tempt me.
Please.
I'm so grateful for your advice and wisdom. Not least for the very practical and muddy pig rescue.
Glad to be of service, my lady.
Oh my god, that was so sweet.
I love him.
I love him too.
I it was kind of you to give them a lift.
Your self-interest. I couldn't leave Charles here alone with you.
Fuck you, Tony.
Will you let me see you when you're next down south?
What would be the point, Tony? I'm never going to be your mistress.
She's already said no.
He is married.
She's literally said no to him like 5 times.
I've made up my mind to call off the engagement.
Does Mabel know?
Not yet. I haven't been in London since. And I must tell her face to face.
Of course you must. But I wish you'd think seriously before you do.
You mean you're going to turn me down again?
I've told
you. Yes!
I'm not on the market, Tony. I'm not free. Sometimes I almost wish I were, but I'm not. And that's all there is to it.
Well, you have been incredibly kind to put up with us for so long.
We'll miss you. The house will seem rather empty.
Oh, well, if it were my choice, I should never be away from here.
Can I ask you one thing?
He wants Mary to...
How do you feel about your man?
I'm still not very keen on him.
Oh,
why?
Good.
We better get started. So, this really is
no
goodbye.
No answer. Okay.
Not for long, I hope.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Okay, so what just happened was Mary told Gilliam.
Okay, I'm back.
You're back. So what happened was...
Wait.
Mary...
Okay, yeah, what happened?
Mary told Gilliam that she's still not on the market.
Oh, okay.
He's still trying to go for her. And...
Obviously.
She's like... Trust me, dude. I'm still on the market. And he's like, would it change your mind to say that I am now, I'm going to call off the engagement? And then she's like, no. So.
Still no.
Still no. Yeah, that's what's going on. Napier was like, wish I could stay here forever. And we're all like, yeah, Napier, we do wish you, of course you do. You love Mary as well. So.
I'd rather roll around in the mud with Blake, Tony. Fuck off.
That's kind of right. Okay, so they're all leaving now. And also, Mary told Gilliam, she said, how do you feel about your man? And then Gilliam said, I'm still not keen on him yet. And then Napier cut in, so we didn't...
Ah, shit.
Didn't resolve that. Okay.
Damn it. All right.
There they go. Bye, ladies. All the men are leaving except for Tom, obviously.
Bye.
It's a really nice car.
Sorry to see them go.
Oh, sorry as Mary. What's a group noun for suitors?
What do you think, a desire?
A desire of suitors.
That's adorable.
Very good.
There's literally three
nonsense. I have better things to do.
This shot of all the down and ladies, I love it.
That was so cute.
Posted the letter.
Okay.
Well, he'll probably
replied.
Still come. He's got to be in Yorkshire for the funeral, whatever you've said.
Whatever she said to him.
Oh my god. Just tell her. Just
tell me.
Oh my god.
I know you've
no.
got a secret.
She's going to be horrible.
If you try to spare my feelings, it's not working.
Oh, Alfred's written. His father's died, so he's coming for the burial. He wants to look in and see us all.
See us all or see her. Alfred's asked me to marry him.
Good on
but
you,
she's
Ivy.
Turned him down.
So his heart's broken properly this time.
Yes. Oh,
God. Are you satisfied now?
Why don't we leave the subject there? We don't want to fall out. We can't fall out. We've never fallen in.
I'm just so mad that Daisy still is upset with Ivy not being with Alfred. But she loves Alfred, so she would never be happy.
Yeah, she's like, she wants to be mad, obviously. So she's just mad at Ivy for declining Alfred, even though she should be happy that she declined Alfred, because then maybe Alfred would finally go for her, but he probably won't.
Miss Patmore can handle this. Okay, we've got...
So they got off in good order?
Violet.
I wonder how long it will take for them all to propose to Mary.
Isn't Lord Gillingham engaged?
He's supposed to be, but he still seems as keen as mustard.
What is that phrase?
Oh,
what?
It is very interesting.
Why is mustard keen?
But it's not why I asked you here.
She fucking knows. She fucking knows.
We know why. I want to know what you were doing at Downton.
Well, I don't understand. Why shouldn't I come to Downton? I grew up here.
I see I'll have to take the slow path. You telephone to say Edith is to be cherished. But you don't say why.
Didn't I?
No. Next, you invite yourself to Downton and reveal at dinner that you and Edith are retreating to the continent for several months. So you can improve your French.
Suspicious.
Yes. Rosamond has no interest in French. If she wishes to be understood by a foreigner, she shouts.
That's not fair.
Oh, my God.
Isn't it time one of you told me the truth? Oh
my God. You guys did not handle this well
at
all.
No, they did not. It's a situation that shouldn't be handled.
If I told you the truth, Granny, you'd never speak to me again.
Then you have told me the truth.
That's definitely not true. She can handle it.
But I would like to hear it enunciated more clearly.
Right, now we must all
we're
look
back
lively.
Downstairs. We're finishing up breakfast this evening, maybe. I don't know.
Today, and her ladyship is going to need all hands on deck. James, Mr. Molesley, if you could both keep an eye on things.
Do we get paid extra?
No, but if you play your cards right, you'll avoid a clip round the ear.
I'll ask Mrs. Patmore for some refreshment for the village people. This is an early warning that they're coming to set up the stores for Saturday, so we better have sandwiches and beer at the ready.
As I feared, Alfred's looking in on Saturday on his way back to London.
So he'll be here for the bazaar.
Oh.
He does know there's no hope with Ivy.
Well, that's why he's written to me, but he says he wants to see her.
It's not going to be very easy for Daisy.
I thought I'd give her the day off. You won't mind, will you?
If you think it best, it's you who'll do the extra work, not me.
What a nightmare. The man selling ice
right in the drawing room.
I've got to find another. The grocer's from Easewold and Moulton can't be side by
sideways.
Side. Now I've got to decide the house menus with Mrs. Patmore.
I'll do that. Tend to the bazaar.
Are you sure?
Rose is not helping whatsoever. She really wants her to help and she's not.
When's Cousin Robert coming back? I don't know. I wish I did. We've had no word from him in days.
Oh, well, it's far. Mary and
what is it?
Rose are left.
Oh, I've got to tell someone or I'll just explode.
Oh, Jesus.
Tell someone what?
Oh, Mary. What do you think? I'm engaged.
Like, legit? It's really happening?
You're engaged? It's happening?
First, can you join me for luncheon today?
I suppose so. I ought to go back and tell Mrs. Field. Why?
I've got Lord Merton coming.
Mary's godfather.
Mary's
godfather.
Okay.
Years ago, but now Robert's off on his travels. Cora is too busy. And Mary's chucked.
So she doesn't want to be alone.
Suddenly she has to be in London.
I think Rosamond's still here.
Oh, no. She can't stand him. I could ask Edith. She might be free.
Oh, I hope so. I'm a feeble substitute for the entire Crawley family.
Yes, but you're better than nothing.
How long did you make that sound?
Oh, I'm so glad to find you.
Oh,
can you help
too.
Me do these?
What's the rush?
Anna
Lady
Bates.
Mary has to go to London.
In the dreaded boot room.
Boot room.
Why?
I'm not sure, but she wants me to go with her.
Of course.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
When will you be back?
Tomorrow evening.
Good, because I'm going to murder tomorrow morning, so just don't be
here.
Oh,
no.
It's not fair.
Don't be here while I commit the murder.
And then I set off for London.
Don't be silly.
Oh, Bates is definitely going to approach him. He's going to say something.
This is going to be very bad. This is going to be so bad. He learned where he was lived, remember?
Mr. Carson. Uh-huh. I'd like to go to York tomorrow. I hope you don't
mind. Oh, no.
You've got no duties.
Oh, my God. I literally just said that.
I'll make a day of it and set off first thing if you've no objection.
Be my guest, Mr. Bates. I still don't understand.
He's not going to tell his wife.
You're not in New York, so I can hardly object to York. Oh. Enjoy yourself.
No!
At least it's not New York.
Setting up all the tents.
This bazaar looks so much fun. This is the first bazaar we've had since, like, season 2 or season 1?
Yeah, is it just like a fair?
Yeah.
Or is it something?
It's not ready yet. Yeah.
It's like out in front of Down River. They had that awesome party.
We'll find that out on Saturday.
This is like a fun one.
It's not your sort of thing.
Yeah. Like the one they had in Thirst. Thirst Fair.
Flavored locusts.
Keep him busy, Mr. Mosley.
Everyone was thirsty.
Oh, I like the bazaar. I always enjoy it. I hope you will.
Thirst Fair.
Can I help the two, Mr. Mosley?
Oh, get off with you, you cheeky devil.
Oh.
There's bread and milk on that plate, which was specifically shown
Saturday,
to us. So.
How do you know that?
I heard you and Mrs. Hughes talking.
Well, I was going to mention it, because I wondered if you'd rather be away.
Mm. What about all the work?
Oh, it's mostly done by then. If you'd rather avoid him, I won't mind.
Could I go see Mr. Mason?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, what about your father-in-law?
Stay away as late as you like. Just
yeah. I always forget that you were married once.
But
for like a day.
Agency.
For a couple hours.
I can't explain, but I swear if you knew, you'd approve.
What's this? What's happened?
Mary has to go to London.
It's no big thing. I'll be back tomorrow night.
Can I come?
Can I come?
No.
Jesus. Well, why not?
No.
Because Mama needs you here. Bye, then.
That's the truth.
Bye,
now.
Rose.
That's the truth.
Do you want to
Rose?
Stay at the house? I'll telephone if you do. Could you? You're an angel.
I'm afraid I've told Mead he could visit his sister in Swindon, but they'll do the best they can.
Thank you.
And since Mary knows now, she's like, no.
No.
You may
Rose,
not
are
go.
You kidding me? No.
How dare you ask?
Somebody is having car trouble, and I guess Tom is going to help. Oh, it's that cute political lady.
Oh.
In her adorable blue outfit.
How convenient.
Is there anything wrong?
The car's packed in. My friend's gone for help.
Would you like me to have a look?
Oh, I don't want to hold you up.
I have no appointment. I was just on my way to Skipton to see some suppliers.
Skipton?
Compare prices.
Skipton? That's so cute.
How impressive. I thought that when the agent was a cousin or son-in-law, he had free shooting for life, but others did the work.
To quote my wife's grandmother, you've been reading those socialist newspapers again.
He mentioned his wife.
Oh.
You should know.
But she knows she's dead.
Does she?
I mean, everybody
does. Is
this
wise?
You've heard some
okay.
of my story, but
yeah,
not all
sure.
of it. Came to Downton to be the chauffeur. Now.
He's getting underneath the car. How sexy.
That was a splendid luncheon.
Okay, it's this guy. It's the godfather.
Quite a change for me.
How sexy.
I can't believe that.
It's true.
Violet has persuaded Edith and Isabel to be at this tea.
I eat nothing but mercy food.
No. I can't recall.
Perhaps you need a new cook.
No, it's not her fault. I never know what to order. A husband is told so often he's going to die first. You never think you're going to have to manage on your own.
Oh, he's single.
I doubt Dr. Crawley would have managed any better.
He's a widower.
I'm so interested he was a doctor. I always wanted to study medicine myself, but my father
didn't see it as a profession for a gentleman.
Oh, these two are connecting. Oh, my God.
Oh, I don't believe he would have gone that far. But he didn't think it quite suitable for a peer, no.
Boy.
I must try and find an example to rebut that. Well, I must be going.
Let me take you. My car's outside.
I can easily walk.
Sad about this.
Oh,
he wants to take her. Oh my God, Violet is just watching this entire situation. Like, oh,
I should go too, Granny.
No, stay. I want to speak to you.
About something very important.
I want to speak to you.
Okay, Tom is underneath the car.
So are you still the shepherd when you're married?
That's a long story.
Everything with you is a long story.
Well, that one had a happy ending. For a time, anyway.
Well, she died. Giving birth.
I know she died.
I told you she knew.
I'm so sorry. She must have been a very unusual and independent person.
Wow. You could say that again.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's nice that they asked you to stay. To make your life here.
Yeah, he doesn't have a choice.
I have a little daughter, and it seemed the right thing.
Still, it makes me take a kinder view of the family.
Oh? What do you have against them?
Nothing.
But everything.
As a rule, I don't really warm to their type.
I don't believe in types. I believe in people. Now give it a try.
Yeah, but they're still very, downstairs.
I really am very grateful.
What about the friend? She's just gonna
thank you.
Ditch her.
I'm assuming she knows which way they went to get help, and they'll just find them along the way.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Oh, she waved goodbye.
Bye.
I think he's liking her.
I didn't often say it.
Okay.
Rosamund
in the garden,
right.
Violet and Edith. And Violet.
I do not know this Mr. Drew. But even if he's everything you say...
With the guy.
...to keep the child here... ...would be like a permanent sword of Damocles inches from your head.
Oh, Jesus.
But I can't bear the thought of giving it away. And is it right that it should grow up Swiss?
Well, Switzerland has everything to offer.
Oh, my God.
Except perhaps conversation. And one can learn to live without that.
And if Michael turns up?
Well, if you want my advice, start again.
This is a terrible plan.
I will pay for everything.
This is so sad.
Aunt Rosamond said she would.
This is a person.
There'll be quite enough in her debt as it is. Take any more, and she'll start exacting annual tribute.
What do your sons do?
Edith isn't saying what she wants.
That's exactly
she's just
right.
Going along.
I know.
She's like, if she wants to keep the baby, tell them that she didn't get the abortion. So obviously she wants to keep the baby. Why are they still trying to make her get rid of it?
Exactly. Okay. We've got Isabel walking with Lord Merton.
Merton, there we go.
Remember, I met Larry at that dinner.
They've met
don't
before.
Remind me. They do work. Larry's in banking and Tim's in the diplomatic, so nothing very startling there. What about yours?
Matthew was a lawyer.
Oh. Has he given it up?
Does he not fucking know? What the fuck?
He's dead.
Yeah, what? This is...
How would he not know?
This is Mary's godfather.
Oh, good God. I'm terribly sorry. I'd forgotten for a moment who you were.
Oh,
don't worry, please.
Oh, he forgot. He just forgot.
How is Mary? I do wish I could have seen her today.
Was slow to start with, but now she's on her way, which I'm glad of.
I heard they were well suited.
Yes, they were happy, which makes the parting worse, but gives you strength in the end, as we know.
Oh.
You may be. Not me. Lady Merton and I were not exactly meant to be together.
Oh.
We struggled on, of course, as everyone did in those days. But I'm not sure now how sensible it was. I envy you your wonderful memories, but I can't pretend to match them.
This guy is handsome. Like, I gotta say, he is.
Yeah. He doesn't seem too bad. Why does everyone not like him?
I don't know.
Why does Rosamund not like him?
Rosamund is a hothead. Come on.
Yeah, all right.
Mary is in London.
Is Mr. Ross here?
Wearing an incredible outfit. You have to explain this outfit.
Oh, how do I explain this? It's got lots of stripes. And, well, not lots of stripes, but it's like got some really cute like color blocking.
There's like it's like light blue, and it's got kind of two
opposing
edges of like a square, like a rectangle.
Yeah.
And it one part of the rectangle goes down to the left and the other part goes up to the right. So it's just very visually pleasing.
And it's got a cute little like cardigan that goes with it.
Oh my sweater. God. I can't. So Mary's in London talking to somebody in a back alley.
That's cool, man.
Asking for Jack Ross.
Cousin.
Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da ba da ba da. Da ba da da. Da 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 da. Da da dee dee dee. Da 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 da. Da da.
She didn't announce herself. She just
Lady Mary.
Walked in.
I was wondering if it would be you.
How did you know someone was coming?
Rose telephoned. She said she told you we were about to set the date. I just made some tea. Would you like a cup?
Thank you.
Rose's parents are not going to be happy about this.
I suppose you're here to
say but they're never happy about anything,
would find
so.
The prospect of a black son-in-law preposterous.
No, it's more like the singer part. That's kind
of. To be fair to Papa, he'd find your being a band singer even harder to swallow
literally,
than your color.
Literally, that's exactly what I just said.
Yeah, it's.
That's the thing. He has no money. He's
Mr.
a singer.
Ross, are you sure about this? Marriage is a challenge, even when everyone wants it. Even if everyone prays you'll be happy.
You mean in our case, they'll all be trying to pull us apart.
Every hour of every day.
Yep. All the time. Very violently.
Violently?
Aggressively, I mean.
Aggressively with our words.
Tell me, do you think she loves you?
Don't you believe in us?
I believe in you. I'm not so sure about her. She may love you a bit, but mostly I'd say she wants to shock her mother. Whom, incidentally, she hates. Mm.
That's what my mother said. She said Rose must be proving some point. You and my mother have a lot in common.
Tell me honestly, do you think you can survive what they'll do to you? Because I don't believe Rose could.
It may come as something of a relief for you to hear that I will not be marrying Rose.
I knew it.
You won't.
No. I've enjoyed her dreams. I think she's more than you allow.
But?
I don't want to spoil her life.
Aww.
I don't want to watch while people point at her and jeer. I love her.
Aww.
I want her to be happy.
Aww. This is so sad.
So you'll end it?
Yes. I should probably have stopped it sooner, but at any rate...
He has been that way this whole time, though. He's been, like, kind of pulling away. Like, he loves her, but...
So will you tell Rose, or shall I?
I'll tell her. I'll write to her. She'll get it tomorrow.
That's a fast post.
Damn.
This is so upsetting.
It doesn't mean I think it's right.
Express one-day shipping.
I wouldn't give in if we lived in even a slightly better world.
Of course. If they live today, they could get married.
It may
sure.
surprise you, Mr. Ross, but if we lived in a better world, I wouldn't want you to.
Well, again, this guy's got more sense than Rose, that's for sure.
We got Mary in... She's somewhere. Next to a fireplace.
drawing
room? What room is this?
I don't know. Okay, Anna.
Have you seen this room before?
I've been downstairs, milady. They're making dinner for you now.
I don't want a lot.
I've told them that.
How are you?
Much as I was yesterday. Much as I will be tomorrow.
Today's the day that...
Anna. I've decided to see Lord Gillingham. I'm sorry, but I must do something. Yeah. I'll telephone and suggest we meet for luncheon. Then I'll ask him straight out to dismiss his valet. I won't say why.
Well, they're still in London. That's why this room looks something.
That makes me so
nervous. That makes sense.
No one needs to know the reason. Green simply won't be back at Downton again. Is Bates going to challenge Lord Gillingham as to why he has a different valet?
I suppose not.
So you have nothing to fear if he pays us a visit.
And will he, milady?
He's already here.
Dinner's on the table, milady.
Oh,
I'm not sure Mead would have put it like that. But thank you.
What?
Huh?
What?
Who?
What?
Who's Mead?
I don't know. Okay, we've got a very grumpy Mr. Bates.
Mr. Bates is going to York,
shall
right?
To murder the in York. Today,
downstairs with everyone.
Anything shabby shows Downton in a bad light.
And we can't have that.
Oh, this is the day of the bazaar, right? Or no? Is it the bazaar yet?
Will you come?
It's coming.
Have you a chance to meet a few people from the village?
I think it's the next day. So oh, no, it's happening right now. It's happening
The whole area gets behind the leaving church bazaar.
To go to York during the bazaar?
You're very lucky, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever called me that, least
well,
of
Robert's
all myself.
Well, gone anyway, so...
To grow up in a village where people know and like you.
These two are really respected. Connecting.
There's plenty you give an eye for that.
Oh my God, Mosley's in love with her.
I'm not used to feeling lucky.
Well, you should be.
Oh my God. I can't please tell you.
Don't be nice to him.
Are we trying for a colour scheme?
Goodness, I thought I'd be down before anyone.
Oh, no.
Oh, there's a lot
this
of patriotic things
that
around.
An early start.
We've got the tent up for the tea.
We've got fetching the tables and chairs from the barn.
Just don't
decorate.
Let them mess up the
yeah,
grounds too much when they drive
decorate.
Them back.
Yeah. Right. Gross.
One, two, three, lift off!
Like a match.
The two girls could not lift it. Tom just grabs it with his left hand.
Should you be doing this?
Why? What are you afraid of?
Yeah. That I'll lose the baby.
Yeah, maybe. Just
so they've made you a beast of burden now.
That's right.
And they're not taking advantage?
Are they ready for these?
Give me those. Very James, good. Should you take these to the tent, please?
The lady is there at the bazaar. Fixing things up, the one that Tom's sweet on right now.
May I present Miss Bunting?
She sure is.
She teaches at the village school.
Very interested in the school.
You know Lady Grantham?
Of course.
It's nice to meet you, but I'm afraid I must get on.
Oh my God. He's carrying some very cute little centerpieces right now.
Yeah.
Very so that's the great Countess of Grantham.
It is. Another beast of burden.
Oh my God. Real Pride and Prejudice right now going on. Oh my God, this place is so gorgeous. Oh my God.
It's so pretty.
It is like an indoor, they're having lunch at this like Crystal Palace-esque place, which is
the skylight is like gorgeous.
The entire roof is made of glass. There's tons of glass
like
windows.
Domed,
it's white, there's
like
green.
Dome ceiling.
White flowers. Yes, it's very beautiful.
Tell me why, it's only fair.
I don't know if it's fair or unfair, but I can't.
And Mary is eating with
Bill. I've said what I can. He's done something you'd find abhorrent.
I think this is where they filmed a part of season two of Bridgerton. That
oh yeah,
see me
that like party in the
even
first
if I
episode.
Like him very much.
You wouldn't think it mean if you knew the truth.
The conservatory party.
Well, I believe you.
So she's not going to say exactly what he did, but okay.
I love you, but I believe you.
Have you spoken to Mabel?
Oh Jesus.
I have, but I wasn't going to bring it up.
Why not?
I don't want to twist your arm. And I know
you
that
already
you
are.
Decision until it suits you.
You've twisted it
How
so
did you
much.
Take it?
Your arm is so twisted.
It's a
I'm
twizzler.
Off.
It's with real style.
It's a fucking twizzler.
Well, I'm glad. And now can you get the bill? I'm terribly late. I must catch the last train. It's the church bazaar tomorrow.
It is tomorrow.
Oh, it is tomorrow.
I won't give up, Mary.
Is that the same shit?
Not until you walk down the aisle with another man.
Oh, it is tomorrow.
He literally said he's never going to give up.
I find that both irritating and beguiling in equal measure.
Oh, Jesus. Fuck off, dude.
Should I take comfort from that?
No.
Take what you like. I'm going.
You're still not getting any.
He's totally hopelessly in love with her, which is just, it's crazy. It's absolutely
crazy.
It's
like,
crazy.
We get it.
And
Mary's
do what I
amazing.
Ask with Green.
But fuck off.
Please, let me know when you've done it.
I mean, she really has a lot of pull with him, so it's definitely easy for him to ask, for her to ask him of this, you know, to get rid of his van for sure.
Yeah.
And he didn't push back on it, so. Okay. We've got.
You sent for me.
Isabel and Violet.
I wouldn't put it like that. I just wondered if you might be free.
Your wish is my command.
These came this morning from Lord Merton.
A bouquet of flowers.
Thank you.
Well, that was kind of him.
Oh.
What part do I play in it?
They're for you.
Oh, my God. They're for her. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't.
For me, surely not.
Yes, he sent me some, too.
Oh.
These came with them.
There's another one for her, but he did.
I read the card.
Personally.
He asks what? Forgiveness for his tactlessness.
Mm?
Of course.
Was he tactless?
He didn't mean to be tactless. How nice.
Mm.
Matchmaker Violet over here.
Quite surprising. Very nice.
This is
I'm
too
just
much.
Going up to see if they need anything more. Can you leave these for one of the ball boys?
I'll do them, Mr. Carson.
Nothing good happens mind. In the boot room.
You took your time in York?
Yes. It was quite a long day.
Oh, my God.
Anna knows.
Do you look like he murdered anybody?
Oh, listen to that.
Mm. He beat him the fuck up, didn't he?
Don't he totally?
No. Oh, what are you doing?
You know
what?
I bet you Gilliam's going to reply. This is what's going to happen. I'm so bad. I'm so bad at predicting things. But what's going to happen is Gilliam is going to call Mary. And then he's going to say, Mary, I couldn't tell Mr. Green off because he happened to either be missing or dead.
You think? Dead?
I don't know. Something like that.
Okay.
We're at the bazaar. Children are running around. Looks like a fun time. There's games. Punch. There's gin. There's Pimp's Cup. Oh my God. Fucking old Pimp's Cup. You gotta see.
What?
Pim's Cup, you know, my favorite.
That's Pim's?
It's Pim's, yes. It's an old Pim's.
Oh, I see the P. I think I see it.
Yes, Pim's number one cup right there. It's an old.
Wow.
Old Pim's.
That's cute.
I fucking love Pim's so much. It's.
I have a bottle of Pim's in my house.
Oh, it is delicious, dude. Like, literally all you need is some bubble water and maybe some lemon juice, and it's great. It tastes like cola. It's very refreshing. You could put some fruits in
it. Didn't we have it in Coke or something while we were in London?
You could
or
have
something. They put it in soda.
You could put it in soda. Yeah, you could like mix soda with it. You know, you can mix Sprite with it. That's usually pretty good. You know.
Yeah.
It's delicious. Oh, big slam in your house.
Someone's slamming doors.
Okay, here we go. Jimmy is enjoying himself some Pim's Cup. This looks like fun.
So much
fun!
Lots
of pastry. Making me hungry. There's more Pim's.
We got some babies and carriages. A lot of Pim's, dude.
You got his letter then?
Oh, no.
You're so disappointing, Mary.
Oh, my God.
Oh!
I thought you understood, and all the time, you're just like my mother. No, I'm not. But I understand this. If you're going to complicate your life, do it for the right reasons.
Yeah, it's really James, true. She really was kind of doing it.
I'm putting the tea tent in your charge. Make sure they don't run out of anything.
But her ladyship said we were to enjoy ourselves.
Let us consider this. She wants you to enjoy yourself. I want you to run the tent. Now, which of us can make your life more uncomfortable?
Oh, my God.
Moseley.
Moseley just said that one. So
Mr. Moseley. Mr. Moseley. Mr. Moseley. You tell those people where they're supposed to park. Wait a minute. It's his lordship. His lordship's back.
Oh my god.
Tell the others.
Robert! No wonder he hasn't phoned.
James.
Oh my god.
Robert!
He's so happy. He's back. He's jumping right into the.
Robert!
Look, over here. Why didn't you send a message? We would have made such a fuss. You're a beast.
Oh, not quite a beast, I am. I wanted to surprise you, and I think I have.
Oh, Papa, you should have let us know. When did you get in?
This morning. I'd forgotten about the bazaar, but it just shows I was right not to distract.
This is a perfect example of a spring/summer day in England. It is overcast. Everybody's wearing their light clothes, but it's just like cloudy as can be.
Yeah. This episode's so long. We're already at 54. I'm still at 15 minutes.
Oh my god! I think this is the season finale.
So it was worth your going.
Is it?
Well, I don't think I made a blind bit of difference, but let's hold on to that fiction.
How was it? Interesting. Very modern. Very interesting.
All right.
How's it been here?
Not very interesting and not very modern.
Carson. Hello, Bates. Have you missed me?
Yes.
I've certainly missed you.
Good to see you back,
Lord. Oh my god, he hates Thomas.
What did Thomas do?
He just sucks. Cora,
oh, there's my beautiful wife.
How is there still 15 minutes left of this?
If you knew how many times I'd imagined this scene.
Aw, kissy kiss. So cute.
This is a treat. Been a while.
What?
I'm sorry if I've stayed away.
Oh, it's
Ned.
Oh, Daisy. Mr. Mason.
Not from you, not me. You're my
daughter. Where's Alfred? We haven't seen Alfred yet.
You're all that I've got left of my son.
Oh.
Whether you come here or not, this is your home.
I do love it when I come.
I'm glad.
This guy's the cutest. He's just so cute.
Oh, there you are, Alfred.
There's Alfred.
See, have a glass of this.
Literally just asked.
What's Ivy about?
I'm just here.
Oh.
Hello. I don't want to marry you.
Thank you.
Good day.
How was the funeral?
It's so sad that attended. His dad died.
It's not something that
I know, they just like glossed over that. Like,
I read your
didn't
letter.
Even give me a chance to think about being sad.
I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings.
No, I'm
she
sorry.
Literally turned him down.
Got the wrong end of the stick when I last stopped here, but it was my mistake.
Oh.
All you did was try and give me a nice welcome.
Yeah.
You can't feel sorry for that. Oh. We can part as friends.
Alfred.
And as far as I'm concerned.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Is Daisy here?
Oh!
I wanted to see if she and I could be friends and all before I go.
She'd gone to Mr. Mason's farm for the day. She won't be back till late.
Oh.
Once you ask Mary, Daisy to marry you.
Yeah, why don't you just run up to Mr. Mason's farm and
to avoid
ask Daisy.
Seeing Alfred?
Oh. Ivy's turned him down again. So he won't come back after
Mr.
today.
Mason just knows
what
about
does Mrs. Patmore say about it?
To stay away so I don't meet him.
What is this weird, like, knitted
hat? I would advise against
bucket
that.
Hat that she's wearing.
Why, I thought you'd be glad if I stayed a little bit longer.
I wish you stay and never leave and hope you will one day. But Mrs. Patmore's wrong.
Mr. Mason knows all about the intricacies of
Daisy,
this situation.
There won't be too many people that you love in your life.
Why? Why would he know?
And he's one.
I don't know what I feel about him. Not now.
Even so, you need to say goodbye to this young man.
Oh my god.
With nothing jagged, nothing harsh between you.
Because he could
I
just
couldn't
die.
Think of the words.
We'll find them together. And, I'll get you back to Downton in time.
After we have a cute little picnic.
Yeah.
You're bearing up.
Come here. Violet's talking to Edith.
I'm never going to see Michael again, am I?
I mean, probably not.
Then look for him. I'll support you.
I mean, that's a good
idea. You've already done all that. Police and private detectives and everything.
Well, then you
must be totally gone.
Sometimes I feel that God doesn't want me to be happy.
My dear, all life is a series of problems which we must
exactly
try
right.
and solve.
Actually, it's not God, it's the writers
round,
of the show.
The next and the next.
The writers are God.
You are basically God.
They are.
Why don't you get us an ice cream?
I'm just going to go back and hear what Violet just said.
Until at last, all life is a series of problems which we must try and solve.
First one, then the next, and the next. Until at last we die. Right. Why don't you get us an ice cream?
Yes. That should sort it out.
Ice cream makes it all better.
Yeah, because it gets rid of that problem that's brewing in your body. There.
Well, that's fun. The apples on the string.
Oh, Gilliam is there.
Isn't that Lord Gillingham?
What? Oh, God, get out of here.
He's gonna say that.
What does Miss Lane think about it? That's what I wonder.
I agree. His most unconvincing fiance I ever come across.
This is the something is wrong. See, that's what I'm saying.
If we know she knows, you can count on it.
He's dead.
He's dead.
Green. But how can he be dead?
Ah, I told you.
I'm telling you what they told me. That he was in Piccadilly and he.
He slipped.
Slipped or stumbled. Fell into the road.
I just said it.
I don't know what to say.
It just seems so odd after our conversation yesterday that I felt that I should.
I'm having a connection. Myself. This is exactly what I thought was going to happen.
Oh my God.
Can you explain to me now why you wanted him sacked?
Oh shit.
Nope. It'll make
Hello,
it worse.
Hello, Tony. Heavens, what a gathering of the clans today's turning out to be.
Would you excuse me for a moment?
I don't suppose it's a good sign to find you back at Downton.
Not really. Not this time.
Oh my God. Oh, there's some thunder outside. This is like perfectly
you mean he
timed.
Fell into the road and he was hit.
I can hear it.
Yesterday.
By a bus or lorry, apparently.
She's telling Anna.
And someone saw this.
The pavement was crowded. Lots of people saw it.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Lots of people saw the man fall on his own
nothing
free will, I guess. It was
I don't mean anything
really
Very.
Gathered. She looked at her husband and she's like, maybe
did your mother warn you I was coming?
She did. Why are you back in Yorkshire so soon?
No sooner got back
than
I
was
attending a farmers convention in Whitby.
This is like insane.
But it's over now, sir.
It's been like a day.
Can I ask you something?
Of course.
It's an odd question.
God.
Go on.
What is going on?
If you thought a man was involved in a crime or
oh,
an
no.
incident.
What the fuck?
But you didn't blame him.
Why is she involving him
in
right
fact,
now?
In fact, you thought right was on his side. What would you do?
It's a bit theoretical for an opinion. But you don't believe he Extra. Was wrong.
Wait, what is going
no.
on in this situation?
Well, I'm guessing in the dark, but I suspect I would say nothing.
Yeah, no kidding. Absolutely nothing.
Well, and Baxter heard, overheard that, obviously.
Oh, God, no.
You have a go, Mr. Mosley.
No.
They're talking, they're going to
I will manage
the,
it if Jimmy can't.
Whack-a-mole or whatever this thing is.
Try.
No,
I want to see it.
Oh, my God, makes her back. Okay. Baxter told Mosley he wants him to hit that thing really hard so the thing goes ding up at the top. I don't know how to, I don't know what else it's called.
Okay.
Oh, he rang the bell.
Oh,
oh my God.
I was cheating.
Jimmy couldn't do it.
It's in the arms. It's all to do with the swing.
He has had a lot of Baxter labor recently.
So, Miss Baxter, anything to tell me about life since I've been away?
No.
Thomas. No?
Nothing's happened.
Nothing she observed, anyway.
I'll find out if it has, you know.
Leave her alone, Mr. Barrow.
Oh, my God.
We don't want any bullying brought back from overseas, do we, Miss Baxter?
No.
Oh my God, Mosley is standing up for her.
You'd still like to see.
He's asking her for her arm, and then they took it. Oh my God, this is too much.
Thomas, back off.
Ooh, more, got a lot more thunder.
God, what a relief to be able to drink in public without a
Robert,
policeman
back
pouncing.
Back with Violet.
Down with prohibition.
Look, Arm, hey. You never had a drink all the time you were there.
Harold has his uses.
I suppose he does. Let us hope they both leave us in peace.
A slim hope, I'm afraid. Martha wants to bring him over next summer for Rose's coming out ball.
Why?
She says she wants to see another London season before she dies.
Oh. Jesus.
Who wants to see another London season before she dies?
Rosamund? Or Rose? Something? Do you want me to go back?
You still here?
Summer. We're going back.
In public without a policeman pouncing. Down with prohibition.
You can't mean you never had a drink all the time you were there?
Harold has his uses.
I suppose he does. Let us hope they both leave us in peace.
A slim hope, I'm afraid. Martha wants to bring him over next summer for Rose's ball.
Why?
She says she wants to see another London season before she dies.
It's Cora's mother.
Cora's mom.
Yes.
Cora's
mom. Mother and also the uncle, like her brother. Okay.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Oh. Okay, Daisy has come back. She's walking through the kitchen.
Oh.
This is Pat Marsar.
You're still here? Thank goodness. I caught an early bus, but it was delayed. I thought I'd missed you.
I'm off to the station now, Daisy. And I won't be back.
Oh.
My dad's gone and mother's moving to Crewe to be nearer my sister. So I'm glad you're here to say goodbye. I really am.
Oh.
I've brought you a present. Mr. Mason's made you a basket full of things. Rolls and cheese and ham. Mr. And jams Mason's. And pickles. And he's put some cider in too to keep you going on the train home.
That was kind of him, Daisy. You sure it wasn't meant for you?
No, he did it for Alfred. I told him we were old friends, so he did it for you.
Oh, that is so sweet.
That's cute. Okay.
Okay, they're walking out of the room.
Okay.
You know, have you turned me down?
I do, yes.
I think I've been a bit blind where she's concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Love is blind.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Mm-hmm. But I wonder now I've not been a fool.
Mm-hmm.
You've always been so good to me, Daisy, so true, that I could never see it.
Oh God.
That's kind of
really?
You to say. And good to hear. I loved you, Alfred. I'll not deny it. But that's done with now. And what I felt won't come back. It's time for you to go your way and me to go mine.
But you wish
Alfred
me well.
Really did.
Oh, I do, Alfred, yeah.
Realize too late.
So well.
So.
So very well. Friends, forever.
Oh.
Friends forever, Daisy.
Forever? Okay.
I mean, he's turned down by Ivy, so then he's like, I guess I'll go to Daisy
right
now.
This really is goodbye.
Like, she really is kind of the second choice.
I mean, yeah, Daisy definitely she needed to say, though.
Yeah.
It didn't help that Alfred actually sounded sincere about
it. Are you all right, Daisy?
Yeah, and he started crying, but it was still...
Get some pop in the pantry for my apron.
It's just still a little better. It's just too late. It's too late.
It's too late, and it's kind of bad writing.
Daisy's walking outside. Sit down.
Well, that's that then.
That's that.
Do you know, when you brought up that basket, I was so proud of you, I felt like crying out.
Oh.
If you were my own daughter, I couldn't be prouder than I am now.
Oh my God. That's so sweet. If you were my own daughter, I would tell you to take off that cap because it makes you look like a sickly Victorian child, but that's just me.
Yeah. Telling me this as a friend. Take that ugly ass hat off.
You do know why I came today?
To see the bazaar?
To
up
see
dough.
You.
Obviously.
I find, perhaps to my surprise, since I left, I can't think of anything but you.
Oh my God.
To your surprise and my surprise.
I'm only asking for a chance.
Was there really a conference in Whitby?
Of course not.
Oh my God. This guy, Blake, I can't.
I'm flattered, Charles. And even moved. But rather than add to the list of men I've disappointed, it might be kinder to refuse you now and let you off the hook.
I'm afraid I couldn't allow that.
Oh my, again with the not taking rejection.
The persistence.
Not without putting up a fight.
Okay.
Oh my God. I can't.
Conversation in the boot room? No.
Nope.
We're just
okay.
In the hallway.
Hallway with the Bateses.
What are you still doing here?
He's so proud of himself for murdering
that guy. Why did you go?
I wanted to get away.
You'd never do anything foolish, would you?
Well,
you'd never risk everything we've built together.
Certainly
yeah.
Not.
He's
You know me, when I do a thing, I like to have a very good reason for doing it.
Okay. Well, that's not what I asked.
You literally said the words murder. But okay.
It's not what I asked.
Okay, Gilliam's turn.
All right.
Where have you two been hiding?
Marianne.
In plain view, where all good tricksters hide.
Oh,
look
my
what
God.
I found. Tom, will you see if there are some clean glasses on that table?
That was such a squawk.
Well done, my dear. A real triumph.
Everybody, the family's finally together.
I hope so.
Yay.
I told them they can come back and clear up the rest tomorrow. I thought that was the best bazaar I've known here.
Yeah. Certainly. At least since your father and I were running it.
And now, as the prodigal husband home from the sea, let me raise a glass to my extraordinary wife, who can clearly manage far better in my absence. Cora.
Lady Grantham. Grantham.
Cora.
Mama.
Cora.
Very well done,
yay.
Lady Grantham. And now I'm afraid I should be going.
It was so kind of you to come.
I don't suppose I could ask you for a lift this time. I came by train, but I'd much rather drive.
Certainly.
I'll see you off.
How about Charles and
kiss.
Tony went together?
Sort of I know. How about what sort of menage has that turned into? He just said,
okay,
a menage a trois. Everybody's like,
okay.
Oh my god, they're all leaning in, all the ladies. Oh my god, this is too much. Okay. So there is one more episode, so that was not the finale, but it was a very long episode.
That was so long, dude.
I feel like I don't know. The next one, episode 9, is 1 hour and 32 minutes. Okay, get
what
ready.
What the hell? Oh my gosh.
That was a stressful episode. So many things happened. It definitely was okay. It wasn't as good as the last one, but it was very, very stressful.
A lot happened. But it was a little sloppy.
It really was. Like, honestly, they could have really chopped down a lot of those scenes and it wouldn't have been as intense. And like, they were just so drawn out in not good ways. So,
yeah.
I mean, they closed up a lot of things, kind of, but it's still, we still got one more episode. So
I like where things are going, but this was just a little sloppy. I'm going to give this one like a 5 suitors out of 10.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. I'm also going to give this one 5 Pimm's cups out of 10.
5 Pimm's bottles.
Right. There's a lot of bottles.
Mm-hmm. 5 Pimm's bottles.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. That was a lot. Mr. Bates fucking killed that guy.
Oh, dude. My God. Well, what he did was, it was busy and he was walking down a busy street and he pushed a guy into the street to get hit by a car, I think.
Probably.
I think that's what happened. And people saw it, but then they didn't see somebody push him, you know?
Yeah. No. So. No. He fucking did it, dude, though.
Oh, he for sure did. And there's just lies. It's just, there's lies on lies on lies in this show. That's the only trick that the writers have up their sleeves. It's just people
and
lying.
I know who Mary actually ends up getting with in the show, because you've told me.
I don't actually know, though, Emily. I'm not sure.
What?
If that's the case. I literally
You don't know?
No, not for 100% sure.
Not 100% sure?
I thought he was a love interest. I wasn't sure if that's where she, you know, she gets with him. I don't know.
I thought you matter-of-factly told me that is who she gets married to next.
I do not know that for sure.
You don't
all.
Know, though?
No.
Okay. Well, if things... I'm rooting for Mary and Blake because I really like Blake, but...
I like Blake
I'm also
a lot.
Rooting for Blake and Tony. That'd be kind of hot.
I'm rooting for Mary, Blake, and Tony. I'm rooting for the three of them to be a thruple.
I hate Tony. He's annoying.
I would be really happy if they were a thruple. I would not be sad about that. I mean, just can you imagine? Oh my God. But I'm not the one.
Where's the fanfic? I'm opening up AO3 right now.
You know there's a fanfic out there. You fucking
know. Oh my god.
Know.
I'm gonna find a Downton fanfic, and I'm going to read it so I can talk about it on one of these future episodes.
Oh my god, that is the best idea you've ever had.
Yeah! Okay, I will do that. I will read another one.
That would be so good. Yes.
If anyone knows of any good Downton Abbey fanfics, send them our way. But if not, I'll just be looking at funny, like amazing tags and kudos and how many people have like upped it.
Yeah.
Like, uprated it.
Right.
Okay. Well, that was a crazy ass episode. It was a lot of fun though. Cannot wait for the hour, fucking hour and 32 minutes. Jesus. Okay. But season finale, that'll be really fun.
Those are always fun. The tension is always building. It's getting there, and
yeah,
it's gonna be a lot. So
it's gonna be real good.
I'm stoked. I love the big cast that we have. It's so fun.
Yeah, we got a lot of fun people in here. But if you enjoyed that episode, please rate and review our show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. We are also on Amazon Music, Acast, and Spotify. Please follow our social media. We have Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. Just search All By The Popcorn or By The Popcorn or All By The Popcorn Podcast. It's a variation of all those things. And if you want to email us, give us those fanfic recs. You can email them to us at allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. And we also have some merch, so please check that out. Thank you so much for listening. And we will talk to you in the next one, in the season finale. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.